Welcome back. In today's episode, I am sharing with you some questions that I asked myself to help uncover my purpose. And you'll notice that I say the word uncover instead of find because I believe that you never lost your purpose. Your purpose has always been inside of you. You were born with it. So these questions are going to help you uncover them so you can have a little more clarity on what God is calling you to do in this season. I hope you'll be blessed listening. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Let's begin with Proverbs 19:21. This is the Amplified Version. Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand, will be carried out. This is really, really a great scripture for what I want to talk to you about today. And what I'm going to share with you are questions that I asked myself when I was trying to uncover my purpose. And for some of those, or I should say for some of you who wonder why I use the word uncover, I know a lot of people say, how do I find my purpose? I personally believe you do not find your purpose because it was never, ever lost. Your purpose have always been there. You were born with it. And in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before you entered your mother's womb, I knew you. So God already knew us. He appointed us. He's given us an assignment. We were his chosen instruments. He consecrated us. All of this before we entered our mother's womb. So we already had everything that we need. We already had the purpose and the gifts. And so we're at a point in our lives right now, especially my seasoned sisters, that we're uncovering what God wants us to do. And we have done everything for everybody. Now it's time to see exactly what do I need to be doing in this season. And some of you are feeling this stirring up in your spirit. You're not exactly sure what it is. So these questions that I'm going to share with you today, I believe will be able to help you get a little bit more clarity on what it is that God is calling you to do. So let's get started. One of the first questions is there something that you want me to start doing? This is a question that you can ask in your prayer time, in your prayer and meditation time. Remember, in I believe it's my second episode, where I talk about partner with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit have all of your answers. We just have to ask the question. So one of the first questions you can ask, is there something you want me to start doing? Here's another one. Is there something you want me to stop doing? And God, is there something you want me to keep doing? These three questions are really, really good because when we talk about, is there something you want me to stop doing? That's really great because for me, I was busy. I was everywhere. I was all in ministry. I was just doing so many things. I was busy at the job. I was busy at the church, you know, busy with the family, just busy. And I didn't stop long enough to see exactly what God was calling me to do in this particular season. And so when you ask this question, you have to be in the receptive mode for that answer. And the answer may not be what you were looking for. It may come or may cause you to stop something that you really, really love to do. Doesn't mean that you can't do it later on. But when you really begin to seek and uncover your purpose, you want to just be in a receiving mode. So have an open mind to whatever the Holy Spirit is going to show you. And the questions, if there's something that you want me to start doing, it could be something new that you have never thought of before. God could be just dropping something just out of your mind you've never considered that's going to move you out of your comfort zone. Be ready to receive it and be ready to respond to it. Is there something you want me to keep doing? So there are things that you're doing that is pretty good. And maybe you are doing this and this is what you need to keep doing because you're doing it well. And this is part of your purpose and you're just not aware of it yet. So these are three real critical questions that you want to start out asking. The other question is, who are you calling me to serve? This is really good for you guys who have feeling that God is calling you to maybe be a mentor, or if God is calling you to be over a women's group or work with a particular group of people. Who are you calling me to serve? You know, you may have so much that you want to share with somebody. And so this is a good question to ask. Who exactly are you calling me to serve? Is it the youth? Is it women? Is it, you know, seniors? Is it young adults? You know, who are you calling me to serve? The other one is, what's your core motivation? What gets you excited? What gets you going? What is motivating you at this season, in this point in your life? What motivates you? What gets you moving? And, you know, what gets your blood going? You know what I'm saying? Ask that question. Here's another one. It's quite a few. I keep saying here's another one, but there are some more of them. When do you most feel alive? Now, this is something you ask yourself. When do I most feel alive? What am I doing that really just lights me up? When do I feel most alive doing, you know, whatever thing it is? Think about that for a minute. In what areas have you served others? This is a great one. What areas have you served other people? Especially if you're in ministry, in what auxiliaries have you served other people that brings you the most joy? You know, maybe somewhere in the community. You know, maybe it's something that you do on your job. What areas have you served others that bring you the most joy? And what do you do well? Make a list of those things that you do well. What do you do well? You may cook. You may be a great listener. You may be an artist. You may be so creative. You may be a writer. I mean, what do you do well? It's just numerous of things that you can think of. And last but not least, what things do you hold close to your heart? What things are important to you and what things matter? What do you hold close to your heart? Like when you just hear about it or people talk about it, that it just stirs something up in your spirit and you just don't know what it is. What are those things? Maybe that's the area that God wants you to operate in. Maybe that's where God is calling you to in this season. What are those things that you hold close to your heart? Those things are important to you and those things that matter to you. So here are a list of questions that you can ask the Holy Spirit and ask yourself to uncover the purpose that God has given you before you were born. I hope this helps give you clarity in every area of your life. And I also would love to help brainstorm and to help you in discovering what this is. And so if you feel that you would like to have a free discovery call, I'm going to put the link in the show notes of this episode. And you can just get the calendar, choose your date, choose your time, and we will meet together for about an hour, and we will talk through these questions or anything else that you may have. And so we can get you, I should say, moving in the direction of your gift. Again, our scripture started out and it says, many plans are in a man's mind, but it's the Lord's purpose for him that will stand and be carried out. I hope this blessed you today. And don't forget, schedule your free discovery call. Click the link in the show notes, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye now. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing. If you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.